Hey friends, welcome to the Keep Money Simple Money Minute, where I give you a quick explanation of a financial concept. Today I'm talking about credit unions. Most of us are familiar with banks. You may have a checking or savings account with one, or you may have borrowed money from one or have a credit card. But banks aren't the only game in town. Credit unions offer many of the same services as banks. You can typically open a checking and savings account, get credit cards, or take out loans. The big difference is that credit unions are not-for-profit financial institutions that are owned by their members. So a credit union is kind of like a grocery co-op, but for your money. Credit unions can be large, they can be quite small. And one key distinction is people have to qualify, that is, meet certain eligibility criteria in order to join. Eligibility might be based on where you live, where you work, an organization you belong to, or any other qualifying criteria. Sometimes being a family member of somebody who qualifies or who is already a member is sufficient. Because credit unions are member-owned and not-for-profit, they may offer lower fees or more favorable interest rates than some banks. But that doesn't necessarily mean a credit union is going to be the best choice for you. It really comes down to whether a particular financial institution, whether a credit union or a bank, meets your needs. And you don't necessarily have to choose between using a bank or a credit union. You can use both. For example, I'm a member of a large credit union in the state where I live, and I originally joined because it had certain benefits based on where I worked. I still use it for my checking account because it meets my needs. My bill pay is already set up there, and there are plenty of local branches if I ever need to visit one in person. But I don't keep my savings there because the savings accounts at the credit union pay very little interest, and I can earn a better rate elsewhere. So are credit unions better than banks? Not necessarily. They're simply another option where you keep and borrow money. What matters is finding a financial institution, or even more than one, that offers the services, rates, fees, and convenience that work for you. Know someone who could use this information? Share the Money Minute with them. And thanks for tuning in.